Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The word for our consideration this morning is found in Luke's Gospel in chapter 18, beginning at verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So far our text, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, those pipes in the organ up there in the loft, each one of them was designed and fashioned with a specific length, a certain size that would cause it to respond most strongly to a single note while dampening the other sounds. Its word resonates in our hearts, dear Christians. You know it when you hear it. The more you hear the word, the more you wish to speak it and hold it dear, and the more that you speak it and hold it dear, the more that you want to hear the word, and the sound grows until its sweet sound grows so glorious that one day it is the sound of the angels and all the company of heaven. That word of the Lord sounds two notes, very powerfully, so powerfully that they divide heaven from hell. And these tones are the sounds of the gospel, the law and the gospel. They're heard as a harmony and a melody, one word, yet two messages. Today you heard the Lord speak of the Pharisee and the publican, the tax collector. Listen closely, and you'll recognize their actions and attitudes. Jesus' description of them will sound both tones of God's word, and they will together, they must resonate in us, in our hearts, as we hear them, so that we respond, I am the Pharisee. I am the publican. But Jesus, you are my Savior. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give tithes of all that I possess. The note is struck, and our nature responds to that note. Some see the Pharisee's words in sort of a sympathetic light. Yes, I'm not like that either. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer or even like this Pharisee. The note of God's law has been struck, and it will eventually strike our hearts as we hear it this morning until we say, I'm just like that Pharisee. I am that Pharisee. Yes, I'm glad that I'm not like this Pharisee, patting myself on the back for who and what I am. If that thought has crossed your mind, reach around and pat yourself on the back for having such a great thought. Or perhaps we might be tempted to think this Pharisee, well, he's clearly not a Christian. He's got things messed up here. He doesn't know how foolish he sounds. Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others, looking down on them. Do you hear the law? Look at your own heart. Compare yourself not with others, but with that purest tone of God's standard, his law, which wavers not, and you will find yourself, as do I, confronted with your own pride. Now, pride is such wickedness, such a smooth venom that we don't even feel the pain as it slips into us, as it works its way through us, as we slip into the dying sleep of complacency and self-righteousness. The Lord sounds the note of his law to strip us of the fig leaves we've sown for ourselves, to cover up our sin and the serpent's bite. I know sometimes we're tempted to chuckle at Adam and Eve's attempt to cover up their sin with fig leaves. But then don't we try to cover ourselves with even flimsier things? The sound of the law is a trumpet blast that blows them all away and shows us to be the Pharisee. This is a harsh sound. Sometimes we hear it played softly and subtly, and it brings about an awareness of our sinful state. But most of the time, isn't it accompanied by the clamor of crisis and the conscience being pierced? The sour notes that our sinful natures would play in every time of weakness, they're being dampened down by this word of God. It doesn't fall, by the way, to the publican, to the tax collector, to play the sound of the melody. The tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to the heavens, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This publican, he's the rest. He's that silent pause before the resolution to all of this offered by God. That silence that happens when every tongue is made quiet by the law and held accountable to God. Even you, even me. We are the publican too, standing far off, recognizing no merit or worthiness in ourselves. We don't become better for our words. We don't get it right finally, so that we stop being the Pharisee and start being the tax collector. We're both blathering on in our weakness about our own worth and crying out in our desperation, who will save us from this wretched body of death? There's no character in Jesus' account here today who can sound the sweet melody except the one telling us of this Pharisee and publican. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Think about what Jesus says there. Think especially about that word justified. Neither the Pharisee nor the publican could make it happen. The Pharisee doesn't think he needs it. The publican knows he doesn't deserve it, but the Lord sounds the sweet note of the gospel here. There is justification, forgiveness, life, not to be found in any sinful human being, though, but only in the merits and in the perfection of that Son of God. Not by some intellectual merit of a smarty pants, but by the whole life of the Christian, lived beneath and within the sound of the cross, which God Himself, the Son, took up as the instrument of our salvation. Fellow redeemed, surely this is the message which creates true faith and humility in our hearts, that sounds the clear notes that drown out all other anthems but its own. May we hear it rightly and join our thankful voices with the ever more glorious song of the saints above. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Amen. Please turn with me now to page 170 in the front of the hymnary, and we'll join in the Friday morning prayer. Abba, my dear Father, help me this morning and always, that I may worship you in spirit and truth, and desire nothing but that which is in accord with your will. Enlighten me with your Holy Spirit, and cleanse my conscience from all dead works, that today and evermore I may serve you in faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and in love to him, for you have given and bestowed upon me your beloved Son, who is made to me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Grant also that I may not resist your grace and turn your great gift from me, but that I may receive your Son in my heart and not live to myself, but to him who was delivered for my sins and was raised again for my justification. Lord, this shall be my glory and my joy, to draw from you as the true fountain for grace, strength, and blessing unto every good work. Do not leave me nor forsake me. Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.